Chairman Martin. Member Poulin.
Here.
Member Plavats.
Here.
Member Shoemaker.
Here.
Member Lucchese. Member Davis.
Here.
Member Price.
Everybody remember that fuck yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
All right.
7 months
All
ago.
right. So if somebody like to if somebody like to make a motion.
I'll second.
Right. Any discussion? All right. Would you call a roll on the motion to approve the minutes from October of last year?
Chairman Martin?
I abstain because I wasn't present.
Okay. Member Poulin?
I wasn't present, but I guess I'll abstain then.
Member Plavats?
Yes.
Member Shoemaker?
Yes.
Member Price?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Abstain. I wasn't present.
And Member Lucchese. The motion passed.
All right, the next thing on the agenda this evening is the application for a zoning variation for the property at 846 Forest Avenue. We would ask that everyone who intends to address the board tonight stand and get sworn in, please.
Oh, do you want me to do it there? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight in this matter will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
You're further admonished that there is a penalty under the Village of River Forest Village Code for making any inaccurate statements to a board.
Probably false statements, not inaccurate.
Oh, yes, false statements, knowingly inaccurate.
All right. So at this point, our procedure is to have the applicant take the podium and present your application for a variation for us, please. And would you please identify yourself for the record?
I'm the homeowner, Laura Turner.
And I'm the architect, Sam King from Arum. The reason we're here is to request a variation on setbacks on the north and south side of the property. This is a corner lot, and the existing house is has non-conforming setbacks. And the owner wishes to build this existing first one-story element in the back of the house that they wish to go straight up with the second floor addition so they could increase some of
I'm
the.
having trouble understanding you. Could
Okay.
you talk into the microphone?
Sure. Sorry about that. The owner is seeking to for a variation for setbacks on the north and south side. It's a corner lot. And the current zoning setback requires 13 feet on the north street side and 5 feet on the south side. And the current house is non-conforming as it is right now, and they have a one-story portion of the house they would like to add on the second floor straight up to increase their bedroom and bathroom sizes. Existing bedrooms are quite small, and the bathrooms are small, so they want to expand that so they could have a larger walk-in closet and a larger primary bath, and then increase the size of their hall bathroom upstairs. And with a small additional room upstairs for additional storage. As you can see, there's some drawings on site plan that indicates where the 13-foot setback line is in their existing house. Currently on the north side is 6.5 feet from the lot line. And on the south side, currently the house is 4.79 feet from the lot line, and so the request is to go be able to go straight up with the addition. And plus it the house will look the addition will look much better if it's squared off above the existing first floor. If we kept the setback as the zoning requires, then you're gonna have a little skinny addition in the back, which will look will not look nice at all and limit the size of the second floor addition. So if there's any question for the board, for the owner or I, yeah, we can answer them.
I was also going to say, my husband is 6'6", so it just does feel a bit cramped on the second floor for him in terms of the smaller bathrooms. It's not a disability per se, but it is like a comfort aspect as well.
The porch is staying. The porch, you know, there.
Yeah, we do want to redo the porch at some point, but yes, it's not part of this renovation.
All right. So, what is the hardship that you are asking to be relieved from?
Well, I could read to them.
In terms of I wouldn't say it's a hardship per se. My understanding was that there was an aesthetic concern as well, and that was one of the primary reasons we wanted to approach it, was just the fact that you're carving out this kind of weird spot that would not look great in the neighborhood. And then, yeah, I would say just my husband's size in terms of comfort, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think in addition to that, the hardship would be the lot is relatively large, but it's narrow, very narrow for a corner lot. And when you have in the house is facing the narrow side of the street, the front of the house, which dictated the size of the house being, you know, the width. If it was facing the wider side, it might not have a, you know, issue with the addition. But because of the orientation of the front door and the way the house was situated on the lot, which she did not, you know, the current owners didn't create that issue. And the past zoning obviously allowed the setback, reduced setback from what is currently allowed. So the, you know, the hardship is that the lot is narrow and very deep, and the orientation of the house really prevents it from making it addition, you know, any kind of addition useful with these setbacks.
Is the addition going to be built on top of the existing back porch area?
Not the porch.
Not the porch. Yeah, the porch sticks out further. The addition will be just above the one-story element in the rear.
And it's not going to be any larger than the one-story element in the rear is right now?
Correct. It's just going to be straight above that one-story element. And aesthetically, I think that's going to look nicer than trying to do a little skinny element with a 13-foot setback. And they wouldn't get the right space. You know, with the existing primary bedroom is on the north side of the house with the existing primary bath, which is small. And it would help to keep that addition, the width of that first floor, so that they could accommodate that larger bathroom they are seeking in a larger closet. It's just very small, otherwise very small bedrooms and closets.
Anybody else have any questions?
The existing chimney will remain, is that correct?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, so I'm sure you understand that there are 8 different standards by which we have to judge this application. And each, we have to find that you have met each standard, not some of them or most of them, but each of them. So it would help me if you would, one of the standards is that the variation will not impact the neighborhood or devalue the existing development of the existing neighborhood. So somebody has just copied that statement as the answer to number 5, which is a repetition of the standard. Could you tell me What factors led you to consider that it's not going to have a detrimental impact on the neighborhood?
It would actually improve the value of the house. This house increased the value of the whole neighborhood because of, you know, we're making it, you know, nicer looking in the outside, and it will not devalue the properties around the neighborhood. It's improving it, and they are investing money on the first floor too, remodeling the kitchen areas and stuff. So they're increasing the value of the house, which will hopefully increase the value of the whole neighborhood. So that's the answer for that. I could go through those, some of those answers, and expound on them one by one if you would like. Let me just get to those questions.
Anybody looking for any more information or any questions? No, is there anything else you want to tell us this evening?
No, I think it's really the biggest hardship is the narrowness of the lot and the orientation of the house, front door towards this narrow side of the street. So hopefully you would understand that and grant this request.
All right, is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to address the zoning board this evening? No. All right. Any final comments you want to say for us to consider?
No.
All right, then at this point, we're going to close the public portion of the hearing. And we'll discuss it among ourselves and make a recommendation to the trustees. Anybody have any comments, questions?
It's a corner lot, so one side's a street, so side by back that side. On the other side is a house. That's a driveway between them and their lot. So I don't think that's a real impact. First of all, I can see like 7 variance that I could see there. And it is a tight, it's already built up to that size. It would match the exterior of the building properly.
Ariel, anybody else have any comments? Somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow the variance.
I'll second it.
So it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Board of Trustees that the two requested variances be granted. Any other additional discussion? All right. You want to call the roll?
Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Member Poulin?
Yes.
Member Plavats?
Yes.
Member Shoemaker?
Yes.
Member Price?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
Member Lucchese?
Yes.
Motion passed.
All right, so the motion, we're going to recommend to the Board of Trustees that these variations be granted. You can talk to the village clerk or the secretary here to find out when it might be on the Board of Trustees agenda.
Likely June 20th.
There's your answer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, anything else that we should do tonight?
The findings.
Okay. So has everybody had an opportunity to review the findings of fact that was prepared by our staff? So we've got proposed findings before us. Anybody have any questions about these? Remember, you have to find that each standard has been met, not some of them or most of them. All right. Want to somebody make a motion to adopt these findings of fact? Okay, so we'll just continue this till the next hearing.
I think we're reading.
I'll make a motion to pass the finding of fact.
All right.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Any discussion? Well, I found it helpful that they were able to describe a hardship other than a personal hardship, because there was a seminar about a year ago that we were all invited to attend when some experts on behalf of the village, talked about the difference between hardships based on the land and personal hardships. And their advice was that a personal hardship, like my family is growing or my husband's too tall, that's not the basis to grant a variation. But I think the information we have tonight were described as by Mr. Lucchese, and they're just building up to build up on an existing structure. I think that meets the definition of hardship that we're supposed to consider. All right, so you want to call the roll on the motion to approve these findings of fact?
Yes. Chairman Martin?
Yes.
Member Poulin?
Yes.
Member Plavats?
Yes.
Member Shoemaker?
Yes.
Member Price?
Yes.
Member Davis?
Yes.
And Member Lucchese?
Yes.
All right.
If I could just make a note, the training that the chairman was just talking about was recorded and it's on YouTube, and I'm happy to send you the link. It was hosted by the American Planners Association. We had some people come out and provide a lot of really good information. So if you ever want to review it, I'm happy to send it out again. It's really good training. It's about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it would be really helpful, especially since kind of we ebb and flow between doing a lot of these and not doing a lot of these. So anyway.
All right. Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
We need a second. Call for public comment.
You already did. There's nobody
in the hearing.
General comment.
General comments.
Anybody want to comment?
Motion to adjourn.
There's a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.